Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for the Soul Family Part 2. I'm happy to be black. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's show. And as you know, we all have to struggle to go to the next level. We all have to be grateful. You all have to be thankful for where we're at. Education is very important. It's the only way you can get ahead of your life. It's the only way you can be successful. Not the only way you can be successful, but it does help. It will teach us success. Understanding how money works. Having good money management skills. Being grateful. Being gracious. Always stay prayed out. To get ahead, you have to be better than what you are at this present moment in time. You always got to think like a success to be a success. You can't focus on gossip or somebody saying about you because everybody's not your friend. No matter what you do or how you do it, somebody's not going to like it. So you got to get used to that and move on. So I hope you enjoyed today's show and today's menu. Barbecue set ribs, beef set ribs, stuffed cabbage leaves. For dessert, banana frosters. For drink, caramel apple martini. Food for the thought of today, can't sit still too long in the same season. You always got to keep it moving. Keeping the movement will help you get ahead in life. You cannot stay still. You can't sit around with your head in your lap crying about what should have happened, could it happen, when it could happen. That don't get you far in life. You always got to set the example. You always got to set the bar. You have to be the best that you can be. Sometimes you all struggle. We all struggle, but that's okay. That's just life in a nutshell. Always be the leader in the room. Never let anybody trick you or manipulate you into something that you know ain't right. You always have to be fair and just in everything that you do. That's just a part of life. You cannot be a pulpit master and get ahead. I know that today's society, people are facing a lot of issues, and life is very demanding. And nowadays, everybody has more than one job to make it, than ever, because the struggle is real. You have to have health insurance now. Everybody got cell phone bills now. Everyone got children. Not everybody, because I don't have any kids, but a lot of people have kids. Some people have grandchildren. Nowadays, so many people getting divorced. Marriage is not lasting as long as it used to last. I don't know what's going on. People are giving up and giving out too fast. Nobody wants to stay in the fight that long anymore. I don't get it. You can't be weak. You always got to be strong. I know sometimes it might get hard. I know sometimes it might get difficult. I know sometimes you might have been giving out, but you still can't do that because life, in a nutshell, is hard. Nothing is easy. Being in a relationship is not easy as you think. I know it looks good on the movies, in the TVs, and everything else, but you got to remember that you get what you put into it. If you don't put nothing into something, you can't expect to get nothing out of nothing. Just like your bank account, you can't go there and withdraw $1 million if you don't have $1 million from the start with. If you only have $2, you only need to get $2 out. There is no Disneyland ending for life. There is no such thing. Through the day, you can't give up. And each day is not going to be the same. You have to realize that. So don't be weak or weary in well-doing. Remember, good things come to those who wait. Have you ever looked outside at a tree? You know, that tree didn't came in this world as a big oak tree or a big pine tree. The tree came in as a little seedling, but after 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, the tree grew to be a big tree. But see, the problem now is everybody wants everything instantly. Instant gratification. We want our food right now. I'm hungry. I want to eat right now. That's the problem. We want everything right now. Nobody wants anything to take too much time. Everybody wants everything convenient and fast. I want to fall in love with you tomorrow. That's why relationships don't last that long, because nobody's putting no salt into nothing. It takes time. It takes suffering, long suffering. I've been cooking for over 20 years, and I'm still learning new stuff every day. It's just what it is. In my personal life, I learn new stuff every day. It don't stay the same. So why, if I'm still growing and still learning, why do you think when I get with a woman that I'm afraid to learn her right away when I'm still learning what I'm capable of doing? So it takes time for growth. Nothing is forever. So if you get down today, that's forever, because last week I had a bad cold, but I took the medication and I did what I had to do to get well. It takes time. We are in a quick rest society. You want God to answer your prayers right away. You just became a Christian on Sunday. Now you're mad because God didn't do what you want to do on Monday. It doesn't work like that. It took time. Jesus was on this earth 33 years before he had to complete his mission. And that was the Son. And it took him 33 years. So why would you think in 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes, or 3 seconds that your life's going to be a quick fix? Stop with all this foolishness. We are in a society where everything has to be handed to you as a person to live. It's crazy that we think like that. Nobody wants to serve nobody. We even don't want to serve God. We want God to serve us. We want to blink our eye and make him do what he said, what we want him to do. And if he don't move when we say move, then we say this Christianity and this ain't never foolishness. No, it's not foolishness. It's you being the fool. You want to have success fast. You don't want to start as a dishwasher. You don't want to come in the door as an executive chef. You can't cook. You can't do anything right, but you want to start out at the top because of the title, or you feel entitled that I don't want to wash dishes. I don't want to get dirty. The heck with that. You got to start somewhere to get somewhere. Yeah, the struggle is real. And sometimes you might lose your life, not for yourself, but for what you believe in. Martin Luther King, Tubman, Rosa Parks. There's a lot of great African Americans that did great things. Langston Hughes, Dizzy Gillespie, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Kobe Bryant. The facts are the facts that we have a lot of great people that did a lot of great things. I could never name them all. You think Jordan got the way he started without practice? It took him time to get there. The problem with a lot of people is they want it so fast. They want it so quick. They don't want to wait for nothing. Think my first dish was perfect. No, it was a disaster. But guess what? I hung in there. I went to school, got degrees. Everybody wants everything quick. Nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to struggle. I want to fall in love with you today. I want to marry you tomorrow. What happens when hard times come? You got to have struggle. You got to have character. You got to have strength. That what makes us great. Got to have patience. Rome was not built in a day, so get it out your head. Stop lying to yourself. Hey.
I'm sorry about the disconnection.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. But please, people, if you have any questions or feedback, email me at WALDON or 112@gmail.com. WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Shout out to Ruby Weldon Jackson, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, Tisante, Juliana, Isaiah, to my grandmama, to my aunt, to my uncle, to my loved ones, to all the people that mean something in my life, friends, far and near, to my homegirls in Columbia, to my people in Charleston, to my people in Florida, New York, everybody, Vegas. For the people that check out the show every Monday, remember, this show is about love, growth, unity, surviving, persevering, being the best that you can be. And remember this, if you didn't get your dream today, you get it tomorrow. Dreams do come true. Remember that. If you're not married right now, don't be disappointed or depressed. Your time is coming. If you didn't get that dream job yet, put in order to get that job. If you're not happy, the first step begins with you. You got to motivate yourself. I want to do better. Lord, help me do better. I can do this. I got this. Don't be broken. Process. Everybody wants a cake, but nobody wants to break an egg. Remember that. So what are you going to do today, tomorrow, the rest of 2015? Strive to your better success. Be that success story. Start your business. Don't give up. Get your dream job. Don't give up. Let the right person find you or you find them. Never think it won't happen. Never stop being the best woman or man that you can be. Never stop trying to be a leader. But remember this, man, pull your pants up. Take care of your kids. Be that man. Make your wife happy or your girlfriend happy. Stop trying to get more than you can handle. Start trying to get a girlfriend, a baby mama, and a wife. There's just too much going on there. Can't afford to keep all this mess going. Times are hard. Be real with yourself. Sacrifice. Stop looking for the quick way out. Stop being sugary. Get some steak in your life. I mean, stop always trying to think there's a quick fix for life solutions. There's not. There's no such thing. No such beast. The facts are the facts. Anybody deserves to be the best no matter what. So be grateful and gracious for life because each day is a gift. I think my voice got a little bit hoarse, but that's okay. Remember, be encouraging and encourage others. Don't be destructive. Think before you act. You never know what the other person is going through. That's you. Sometimes you might find an answer in serving somebody. Not always just to be served. Help somebody else out for a change. Stop always having a pity party. Because life is not always about you. Sometimes you can be a light for somebody else. I'm just being honest. Stop with woe with me. I can't get the job that I want, or I can't do what I want to do. Sometimes it's all in due time and due season. And stop rushing everything. Stop meeting somebody on Monday and talking about marriage on Wednesday. Stop that. Get to know that person first. Them unique. What makes them dumb? Stop rushing so much. Take time. We don't take time to do nothing no more. We get on the highway, we go 90 miles a year where we got to get. Sit there 5 minutes and rush 90 miles to go back home to set that on. Why are we always in a rush? Why are we always going to have the latest thing? Why? Does it really matter? Take your time. Leave in due time. If you're going to be somewhere at 5 o'clock, leave 4 o'clock. Don't leave 4:30, 4:45, and run everybody over. I'm just being honest. We got too much accidents because people are always rushing or always cutting the next person off in line. Doesn't matter if you car number one or car number five on the highway. No, it don't matter. The sign said go 55. Why you gotta go 75, 85, 90? Why you gotta push the limit? Why are you in such a rush? Come and breathe a little. We rushed so much for everything. We rushed to eat. We rushed to get to eat. We rushed to go do something else. We rushed to go here. We rushed to go there. We rushed to go everywhere. Take time out and breathe. Relax, release, relate. You get a baby, you get an infant, you're ready to send them off to college. They didn't even go through elementary first. Why is that? Why can't let the kids grow? It's a process. Getting lazy and complacent, we're not doing the process. We're not trying to put nothing in nothing. We're not trying to invest nothing in nothing. Spend all this gambling and playing the lottery and the numbers. You're not going to win. Stop spending $10, $15, $20 every day. For what? For $2,000 to $2 million? You're not going to get rich by a dollar. Stop all that. I see people every day playing dollars and dollars. Every day. Across the day. So I can't wait for my number to hit, child. Oh, I can't wait because I can pay all my bills. I can buy my dream house. I can take a vacation. I can send my kids to college. Stop all that with a dollar. You got to pick the right 8 numbers in the Powerball to hit. That's crazy. In your future, slowly but gracefully. Don't try to rush your kids. And do stop all this gangbanging and all this black-on-black crime. Stop killing our brothers for nothing. Is it worth the rest of your life to kill somebody you only know for 5 minutes? Is it really worth it? You let this person that you never met a day in your life take the rest of your life away because you shot them because you got an argument at the gas station. Why, oh, why? They are not afraid to give you life. They're giving brothers life every day for nothing. Do you want to spend the rest of your life away from your mama, your grandmama, your auntie, your children, your grandchildren, because you could not hold your peace and walk away for 5 minutes? Think about this. If Martin Luther King did not hold his peace, will he be the great leader that he is today? Email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, let me slow down a little bit because I'm rushing myself. wldonr112@gmail.com. Have a blessed one. I hope you enjoy our food for the soul the second time this week. Have a great day. Be blessed. Love, peace, and care, grace.